Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is loyalty to our wives. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah, to whom we show our gratitude and appreciation, and our thanks in loyalty and recognition. All praise is due to Allah, and all glory is due to Allah. For He is the one who has said, and He is the one who has made, as Allah says, جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And Allah has made for you spouses from amongst yourselves. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, acknowledging His oneness and affirming it. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Messenger of Allah and the most loyal of all people. O Allah, send your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants, Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah in both ease and hardship, and to embody the noble trait of loyalty. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا أَحَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَعْثِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And they who fulfill their promise whenever they promise, and those who are patient in poverty and hardship and during difficulties, those are those who are true. And it is they who are the people of taqwa, righteousness. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, our speech in today's sermon is about the loyalty we owe our wives, for the role that they play as our companions in this life and as the mothers of our children is a role that ensures the building of generations, and in fact is a central role to society, for they represent the core pillar of what makes a home a home. And in this regard, our wives are like precious jewels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a responsibility with regards to them. And when we fulfill that responsibility, then we can understand why they are repositories of tranquility, why they are sources of mercy, and why they are the very means by which peace can enter a household. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And of his signs is that he created from you, from yourselves, spouses, that you may find, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you may find tranquility, that you may find peace, that you may find serenity in them. And he has placed between you mawadda and rahmah, this loving affection and this beautiful mercy. So brothers and sisters, if we understand what is referenced by this verse, then we will understand that it is incumbent upon every husband to cater to his wife, to ensure that he's faithful to her, that he's generous to her when it comes to his own emotions, his time, his wealth, and that he honors her with regards to honoring the firm and mighty covenant that he's entered into with her for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to the institution of marriage, he says, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And we have taken from you this weighty, solemn covenant. And so brothers and sisters, marriage is not something to be taken lightly. Marriage is something that entails a commitment, a sense of loyalty, a sense of virtue, and duty to each other by the nature of that commitment. And that is why the nature of our marriage often determines who we are. Where do we rank with regards to honor? Where do we rank with regards to true manliness? What is the nature of our nobility can often be determined by how we are with our spouses. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said that the best of you are the best of those to their wives, and I'm the best to my wife. And in doing so, the Prophet ﷺ was the finest example of what it means to be a good husband to his wife. And we see this in his interactions with them, in how he would recognize their merit. He would praise their good deeds. He would be part of this merciful environment, overlooking each other's shortcomings at times and trying to always be one who encourages his wife. And he most deeply cared for his wife's feelings. And that's why when he was asked, who's the most beloved person to you? Man ahabbu an-nas ilayk. Who is the most beloved person to you? He responded without hesitation, Aisha radiallahu anha. And how beautiful it would be when we as husbands, whenever we ask this question, that without thinking, this comes from our hearts, because we're being tasked in marriage to open our hearts, to allow another person to enter into it with this sense of being a garment unto one another, a sense of protection, a sense of comfort, a sense of living together in kindness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And live with them. And the them here is directed towards our wives, first and foremost. بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, in kindness. And many of the ulama say the reason why the imperative is given to the men is because it's more easy for the women to live with us in kindness, but we need the reminders. And so, how should it feel when a person is oppressing his wife? When we see some dysfunctional relationships where women are literally in relationships of abuse, being mocked, being burdened, being with no thought given to their feelings and their emotions. Subhanallah. Let us reflect that the Prophet ﷺ once stopped an entire journey, halting everyone on the journey, just to search for the precious necklace belonging to his wife. Can we not reflect on how the Prophet ﷺ once sat by his camel and kneeling down and offered his own knee so that his wife could place her foot on it to mount the camel? These little things of how the Prophet ﷺ would pay attention to his wife's needs. He would eat from the morsels that they were eating from. He would be concerned about what is it that is relevant to her. What does she want? How would it be if we were to think about our wives' hearts the way the Prophet ﷺ would think about his wife's hearts? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. That if a person approaches adultery, indeed it is an immorality and an evil way. And yet the person who then abstains and has a relationship with his wife, he gets the reward because he's entailing that he's seeking that which Allah has made permissible for him. And this seeking of the relationship with his wife brings about this beautiful commitment and a joint resolution to endure the hardships and to be together during the ease. And as they traverse the various junctures of raising a family together, from pregnancy to childbirth, to the youngsters in the house, to growing old together, subhanallah, this is what distinguishes nobility, in how the love between spouses matures and ripens through age and doesn't weaken. And how the Prophet ﷺ, we see that his love for Khadija radiallahu anha never left, even after many years after she passed away. The Prophet ﷺ said, Inni qad ruziqtu hubha. That I was given her love, I was granted her love. And he would continue mentioning her virtues. He said, فَقَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَفَرَ بِي النَّاسِ. He said she believed in me when the people were disbelieving in me. وَصَدَّقَتْنِي إِذْ كَذَّبَنِي النَّاسِ. And she was the person who trusted and testified to my truth when the people called me a liar. And she is the one who supported me بِمَالِهَا إِذْ حَرَمَنِي النَّاسِ. When the people deprived me. وَرَزَقَنِي اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَدَهَا إِذْ حَرَمَنِي الْأَوْلَادَ النِّسَاءِ. And she was the one who Allah blessed him with children with, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom decreed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have children through other women in the way that the children would survive. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the special honor for Khadija radiallahu anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to honor her friends. And whenever he would slaughter a sheep, he would send them gifts from it. And he used to say, this husn al-adab, this way of maintaining this character is min al-iman, is from one's faith. And this husn of being with someone's ahad, of being with this covenant, is from iman. And so this sense of loyalty that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would display to his beloved wife, even after she had long left this world, then how should it be when we are with our wives? When we have, Allah has blessed us with a living companionship. And this is why it's so important that we make the foundation of our relationships one of mercy, one of mutual love, mawadda and rahma, and not be with those who, in their mistaken understanding, and in their being with their egos, have made their relationships one of oppression. And someone who is like that to his wife, the Prophet, especially if they've taken more than one wife, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it permissible for a person to marry more than one wife, but conditioned it on justice, on adala, on justice between them. But if someone does that and is unjust to one of them, then such a person will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and part of his side will be paralyzed. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on that person, that such a person will come and a part of his side will be tilted. Ma'ilun. So brothers and sisters, we have to reflect upon this reality of this ahad. And sometimes it may well happen that there can be difficulties and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined that these people are not meant to be with each other. But even then, either you be with someone with ihsan or you leave with ihsan. And we should never forget that even in these difficulties, there is still a fadl. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not forget the favor between you. And if we leave, then this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even if couples are meant to depart, then this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْفَارِقُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُفٍ. Then release them in ma'ruf, in kindness. And so brothers and sisters, this is the reality of how a foundational relationship determines our success with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success. May He bring mercy and love in our households. May He give us this sense of estimation and loyalty for our wives. May He increase us in love. May this love be something that reverberates through the wider community and shows its barakah, so that entire communities and generations can benefit from the beauty and the mercy that comes from these households that have acted upon these verses and followed the best of creation in building these beautiful relationships. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.